This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We'll start with the Masters.
There is a new champion at the Masters. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama. And now, Augusta National returns to Rich Guys. Stinking up the course.
Did you guys see a Callaway One zoom through here?
We'll see you next year at the Masters.
I'm going to take my mulligan on that one.
That's right. Yeah, Hideki Matsuyama became the first golfer from Japan, first male golfer from Japan to claim a major championship as he wins the Masters. Huge moment. Huge moment when he won it, and a huge moment when he got the green jacket in Butler Cabin.
Fred, it's that time.
Thank you, Jim. Dustin, we'd be honored if you placed the green jacket on our newest champion, Hideki Matsuyama.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And there it was. Hideki.
Hideki, thank you.
Yes, there you go. So congratulations to him.
It was like being at the Men's Warehouse for a fitting.
Yes, that's what it sounded like.
There you go.
Couple of back-to-back stupid news sports stories. They're fantastic. First, University of Southern Cal, USC, the football program. They are confirming out at USC that recently a homeless guy did pose as a Trojans football player and got away with it for days.
Oh, man.
He ate with the football team in the facility without any issues. He also shared the jacuzzi with players at the McKay
Center. Well,
you know
what? The training room is there for everyone.
He also slept for some time in a suite at the Coliseum and was only busted when somebody on the coaching staff suggested go out and field some punts.
Yeah.
And he was unable to field any punts. At which point they started piecing the thing together. This could have gone on for a while.
How great, ball just landed all around him, going through his hands.
How great is that? The homeless guy walks in.
When I was in high school, we would go to the football game on Friday night. We'd put on our sweatsuits and we'd run in with the team and get in for free.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's the way we did it. Hey. We just as they ran past us, we just run in with them.
If you know what you're doing half the time, and that's what the security said, the security people that were interviewed letting this guy participate, he knew what he was doing. It looked like he was part of the team.
He might have been watching him for a while before he jumped in, too.
Yeah. Now, another stupid news sports story. A Hungarian porn star named Shauna River. This is her photo right here, Shauna. Shauna River.
Hello.
Has sensationally claimed that she provided escort services to three members of the Manchester United football team and alleges that one took back the £200 that he gave her for his services.
Yeah.
That's 275 American.
Yeah, that's good money.
He took it back because he had ordered pizza for everybody and he needed the money.
Wow.
She said that this is 100% accurate, but she is not going to reveal the players' identities. She's not happy that she lost the 200 pounds.
Seems kind of weird,
but all right. If she serviced three of them, I'm guessing there might be more on that team.
Might be hungry for
and
pizza.
What she says is there's a lot of guys in this team that don't want a side woman because that's going to really cost them. So she's not letting you know.
Better a rental, huh?
But she threw it out there because she would like the 200 pounds that this player owes her. For doing whatever that she was told
whatever
to
it
do.
Is, she does.
Yes.
She scores.
The Phillies beat the Braves 7-6 last night on Sunday Night Baseball. However, the winning run was scored in a controversial fashion. The Phillies' third baseman, Alec Bohm, was racing home. It looked like he had his foot sliding into home plate, but his foot was up, and it just doesn't look like he ever touched the plate. They reviewed it. But I guess there wasn't enough to review to reverse the decision.
Well, you have to overturn the call made at the time, whatever it is.
So, but I've watched this thing several times, and I don't think his foot touched the plate, but hey, that's just me. I do know that it was a great day for J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox.
Goodbye!
Three home runs, 4-for-6, four runs batted in, all against the Orioles. Red Sox win that game 14-9. Yankees doubled up the Rays 8-4. Dodgers shut out the Nationals 3-0. Evander Holyfield wanted to fight Mike Tyson again, but they couldn't work out a deal. So the 58-year-old Evander Holyfield set to fight on June 5th, the great Kevin McBride.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
You know Kevin McBride.
It's the fight everybody wanted to see,
yes.
Rod.
Kevin McBride, he was the guy who ended
Holyfield McBride.
Ended Tyson's career. back in 2005. So there you go.
Las Vegas Denny's.
On the ice, the Capitals 8-1 winners over the Bruins. Ouch. In basketball, the Celtics outscored the Nuggets 31-8 in the fourth quarter and picked up a 105-87 victory, and that was in Denver. How about
quite a,
you?
Quite a win.
Ooh, Martin Truex wins at Martinsville, takes the green flag last night. And here's your fun fact. Only seven women currently are permitted by custom to wear white when visiting the Pope. The rest should wear black, all black.
Really? Like nuns, huh?
Yeah, the so-called privilege de blanc for the ones who can wear the white is granted to some Catholic queens or consorts of kings for historical reasons.
Interesting.
So every time you see a picture of some woman head of state
in the presence of the Pope.
Like, for example, the last one was Trump and Melania, and Ivanka went, I believe, and they're all wearing black.
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. Probably have their heads covered, too.
You are correct, sir.
Interesting. All right, man. I used to live in San Diego. Two doors down was a couple, and her uncle worked at the Vatican. They were from India.
Okay.
Her uncle worked at the Vatican. And there was a picture on the wall of them sharing a laugh with the then Pope.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like they're in the middle of like a joke, or I don't know what's happening there, smiling. Kind of half mouth open a little bit.
Was she wearing black?
She must have been. Yeah,
because he wouldn't have been laughing then.
It's just like you're walking past, you double take this thing. Like, oh yeah, am I being punked?
Yeah.
No, my uncle's a cardinal or something like that.